Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solution Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
No, I'm not Deborah. She is indeed moving around. She's cruising. Instead, I'm Regina Sampson, and I'm happy to be taking her place. Unfortunately, I couldn't join them on the cruise, so I'll be here to talk to you. Today, I want to open talking to you about breast cancer. After all, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And as women, it is definitely a topic that we should be aware of. But did you know breast cancer also is affecting our men as well? I want to start off by letting you know we don't have to be fearful of taking care of our breasts. Yes, breast cancer is a serious disease. However, it no longer has the death sentence that it once had. You can come back from cancer. You are talking to to a breast cancer survivor. In fact, I was diagnosed just this year. I have been having my yearly mammograms as prescribed. However, up until this year, never had a problem. So imagine my surprise when I was told, we're going to need you to come back in and repeat your mammogram. I didn't think anything of it at first because I am getting older, and I've heard that sometimes as you get older, well, things get a little fuzzy. So I went back in as asked, but this time there was a diagnosis I really did not want to hear of breast cancer. We laid out a course of treatment, and I said, okay, they found the lump. The doctor determined that it was non-invasive, which was good for me, and decided that we would move quickly to remove it. My next question was, well, are we going to remove a breast or are we going to remove a lump? Fortunately, it was in one place, so the determination was to remove a lump. I'm very grateful to God that they were able to get everything, followed up with radiation. And as you can see, I've had no complications and no further treatment. I simply want to tell you, however, do not allow fear to keep you from doing what you need to do. You need to go and take care of your body. If that means that you need to go get your test done, please, ladies and men, go get your test done. There are many, many different ways of dealing with the issue of breast cancer, far greater than what we had initially. But knowing is the first step. You can't fight something unless you are aware that it exists. And once you become aware, that's when the battle begins. To successfully win, you've got to keep your spirits up. We have medicine available now that can combat a lot of things. So don't let fear keep you in the dark. Come back from that breast cancer. But you have to be willing to do whatever is necessary. Now, in some cases, it isn't always going to be a slam dunk as mine was. Nevertheless, it is a fight that you can win. And I want you to remember that. I also want you to be aware that you do not have to fight alone. I was amazed at the support groups that are now available, often at little or no cost, once you step out and get your test done. So, you may not have support in your immediate surroundings, but once you step out, get that test done, and get that diagnosis, there is help waiting. So do not be afraid to go and get the test done. And then make sure you take advantage of the assistance that's offered. There are many, many, many cancer support groups. There are survivors that have gone through what you are about to experience. And they are waiting to help you get to the finish line. There are organizations that will even help feed you because they know there may be times when you don't feel like even thinking about something to eat, let alone putting it together. So there's help. There's help available. But like every other good thing, you've got to go seek it. And you've got to go fight until you get there. So There are any number of breast cancer support organizations that can be found just by Googling. And everybody knows Father Google, as I have a friend who says that. So please, ladies, take advantage of the support, the help that's out there. Get yourself checked out. Don't wait another day. Yes, breast cancer is serious, but if caught early, and the operative word is early, stop putting it off. Go get yourself checked out and do so as quickly as you can. And then once they tell you your results, if follow-up is needed, don't hesitate. Follow up. That's just what it means. Do what you need to do to take care of you. If you need the support groups, find them. Because you're going to find in the large metropolitan area that we live in, I'm certain there's a support group near you. Meetup is a good source, but as I said, if you'll just Google, I'm sure there's one in your immediate area. So let's get ourselves checked out. Let's pull together, because someone you know needs to go get that exam. Have you checked on your girlfriend, your auntie, your niece? It's never too early to start them getting in the habit of getting that yearly mammogram. And yes, yearly, because you can never catch it too soon. Let's fight, ladies. Let's fight for one another. Let's fight together. I am a prime example. Yes, you can come back from breast cancer. We can fight this, and we can beat this. We can win. This program is the Female Solution. And while we don't yet have a permanent solution for breast cancer, there are many, many organizations that are raising money to do research to help us get there. October brings awareness, but we should be givers all year long, because in giving, it may be your life that is saved through the research that is funded by your giving. So set aside a few dollars if you can. I know some of us, it's kind of rough right now, but try to set aside a few dollars and support these organizations that are raising money for research. More research is needed. The more you look at a thing, the more we can find ways to combat and perhaps even stop its occurrence. But if we can't stop it, let's find out ways to cure it. Let's work at this thing until we have a cure. I would really like to see a cure for all cancer, but especially breast cancer. So let's do our part. Let's support those organizations like Susan Komen and the Breast Cancer Foundation that are raising money for research. I bet there's some that you haven't even heard of. I never heard of the Breast Cancer Research Foundation until it hit, rang my doorbell. And that's usually the way it happens. But the Breast Cancer Research Foundation is a nonprofit organization committed to achieving prevention and a cure for breast cancer. They provide critical funding for cancer research worldwide to fuel advances in tumor biology, genetics, prevention, treatment, and survivorship. That's important to us. I don't know about you. Yes, I want to live, but I want to survive. I don't want to just have an existence. I want to survive. I want the life I had before the diagnosis. So it's important to me to assist an organization that's fighting for that as well. The Breast Cancer Research Foundation is getting to worldwide. So that means they're not just in my neck of the woods, but they're fighting to help women all over the world. I like that. They were established in 1993 by Evelyn Lauder. So they've been around a little while. I haven't heard a lot of scandal or what have you about what they're doing. But the fact that they're looking for tumor biology, that's trying to find out what's causing these tumors to come about in the first place. That appeals to me. I want to find a way to stop them. And one of, to me, finding out how they're starting is a way of helping to stop them. They will award, in the year 2023 to 2024, they will award $60.2 million in annual grants to more than 250 scientists from top universities and medical institutions around the globe. So to me, that says they're not just trying to help a few people. They're trying to help a lot of people. Hi, I see our traveler.
Yes. Hello. We are definitely traveling. We're moving around with Deborah. So appreciate all of you all's assistance handling the shop today while we're leaving the cruise. Say hello to all the people. If they're in the witness protection program, you know how I feel.
Sorry.
So I'm not going to be able to stay on long. I just wanted to drop by because I'm still in transit. But we had a fabulous cruise on the Princess. Oh, it was just simply fabulous. So you know I'm going to be talking about it briefly here and there, hopefully getting some blogs together, and definitely next month, November the 3rd, Saturday, I will be back in full force. Thank you so very much, Regina and Naima, for handling our business. We love you.
Enjoy your cruise.
How are you guys?
Fantastic.
Enjoy. I'm a little jealous, but I understand.
Next time.
Yeah, we'll be planning for the next one.
All right. Love you all.
Love you too. Have fun.
Aloha.
Oh,
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And see, that takes me right back into my topic, because when you find out and take care of yourself, you'll be able to do a whole lot more moving around.
Absolutely.
So that's all the more reason for you to get yourself checked out, not just in the month of October, but year-round. Pay attention to your health, ladies, because without your health, you won't be able to move around or do anything else.
Mm.
So with that said, do you have anything you want to add, Nathan?
Well, you know, ironically, this is the anniversary of my husband's transition from cancer. It was actually colon cancer that he had. But you mentioned the fact that men do have breast cancer, which men need to be aware of. They need to get the same checkout that you talked about with women. If there's something strange that you're feeling in your breast, and I have had a dear friend who is a survivor of breast cancer and has been speaking about it in different places to men, because men don't think of themselves as having breasts, but you know, these glands here, you can get cancer as a male. And if you feel puffiness and tenderness, or feel a lump or fluid coming out of any unusual thing, swelling, get checked out, because men can get breast cancer. It's not just a women's disease. And we have to always be aware of our bodies, and anything that is unusual that's happening, it's a warning sign. Now, one thing that I found fascinating as we talk about all the different treatments is what actually initiates the cancer. And sometimes people think, well, it's hereditary. If my mother had it or my grandmother had it or whatever, then I might get it. But any kind of malfunction in the body is the body talking to us about a condition that originated in our emotions. So what has been discovered is that breast cancer manifests when it has to do with nurturing or the absence of nurturing, perhaps a conflict with one's mother or a conflict with one's child, because that's what the breasts represent. So it's common to see breast cancer develop after a long-term conflict in that area of one's life, either a long-term conflict with one's mother where there was not nurturing, a long-term conflict with a child where one was not able to nurture for whatever reason, an emotional dispute or whatever, or a breakup in which one is not being nurtured, a bad relationship in which one is feeling unnurtured. So our bodies speak to us about the emotional trauma that we may have experienced or the emotional distress we may have been burying for a long time, and it's literally eating us alive. It's, what's eating you? Well, cancer is literally your body eating itself. And so that's where the cells are breaking down and malfunctioning, and the person loses a whole lot of weight. It's like you're being eaten alive from the outside, and that's a physical expression of the emotional state that we've been in for a long time before it becomes physically manifest. So if people want to deal with healing, you can go through the physical treatments, but you also have to heal emotionally. Otherwise, it can re-manifest, because some people, they get rid of it and it's gone. You never see it again. But they've also, during that time, maybe gone through some emotional healing as well. During that downtime of the hospital stay and people coming to visit, and maybe, again, they're feeling love because people are giving them the reassurance that they may have been missing, or maybe long-term conflict with someone was healed because a friend or relative realized how much they valued you, and maybe now that you're ill, they express that, and so maybe that emotional wound is healed along with the physical expression of it, which is the cancer, so it doesn't come back. But then if a person goes through the operations and the chemotherapy and all that, but the cause of it, the trigger for it, the hurt, the anger, the sadness, it's still there, we might see it re-manifest. So that's why it's so important for us to have that mind-body-spirit connection to our illness and treat the body when it manifests a problem, but then look deeper and see where in my life am I perhaps feeling emotional pain that I haven't addressed, so that we can, in fact, heal that as well as we heal the body. So congratulations on being a survivor an example of what happens when you heal all the way through mind, body, and spirit.
And, it is so appropriate that you would bring in the inner healing, because at the time, while I was dealing with the physical, I was also doing inner healing. I suffered a very traumatic loss. I lost my husband. And then 11 days later, I lost my sister. And I told him, it was such a blow to me, until I felt like all the wind Mm. Well, you know how you get the sucker punch, they say? I felt
knock the wind out of you, yes.
And for a minute there, I was just dumbfounded. And I did go through inner healing because I was really, I was angry with God. I didn't know, you know, how could you do this to me? These are the two people that mattered. Some, you know, I couldn't think of two more because my parents are already deceased. So, and to take them, I mean, exactly 11 days apart.
Wow.
And so I did go through healing. And then, boom, here came this diagnosis. And I was like, oh, my God. So it was like, okay, I needed to do the both of them.
Yes.
Without even being aware that I needed to do the both of them together.
Yes.
How profound. But then that's just like God to make sure that when he heals you, you get the complete package.
Yes. That is, and that's a big event to experience, two people that are closest to you leaving this world. One thing that helped me a lot was after the transition of my husband, I was really able to evolve spiritually on a different level beyond my religious teachings because, you know, that will send you on a search, you know, because you say, why, you know. But then you understand that life is eternal, and this is just a journey. It's like Deborah's on a cruise. We're all cruising.
Yeah, we're all cruising one way or another.
This is a temporary journey, and it's for the adventure of it. Just like you go on a cruise and you want to meet people and experience
and
things together
things,
and do different
yeah.
things and feel the emotions, the excitement, the, you know, all kinds of things. So this is what this earth life experience is. It's a journey. But all good things come to an end. And everybody's ending date is different. Just like if you take a trip with somebody, you know, and you're going to visit a place and your return ticket has one date and their return ticket has another date. So, you know, you're not going to fly back with them. They're going to fly back before you or whatever.
Right.
That's just how it is. So we come here with a round trip ticket and different return dates. So a person's return date is just when it is. Okay, your trip is for
your
how many?
Trip
how long?
Ends on this day, and mine may end at another.
That's right.
Point in time, but we know they're definitely going to end.
Right.
Like
we're
you
have
said,
fun together while we're here.
It is a journey.
Yes.
And we have to make sure that you get the most out of yours, and I'm going to try to get the best I can get out of mine. And
that's
the thing
right.
is to realize it is a journey.
Yes.
And enjoy
the
best that you can enjoy while you're here.
Yes, that's really what it is, to enjoy it while you're here, to have fun with the people who are here. And once a person's round trip ticket says, oh, time for me to leave, well, you know, you celebrate the time you had together. And, you know, think of the good memories that they left you with. And keep going, because your journey's not over with.
So your journey is not over with, and you do have to keep going.
You have to keep
going. I think it would be nice to listen to some music right about now and have a commercial from one of our
Well, we're going to be right back after this quick break. So we want you all to stick and stay. Don't stray away. And, of course, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1. That lets us know. We've got something to say. We've got a few calls on the switchboard. Just press 1, and we'll know you'd like to add to this conversation as we move around with Deborah. And today we're moving around and talking to Regina Sampson, our co-host, and we will be right back after this quick break. So stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mama Joy.
And I'm Reverend Rosemary.
Join us every second Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time, here on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. For Neighborship of Joy.
We'll have powerful conversations inviting women to walk in the light.
So call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak to the host.
You can also join us live on the Female Solution Facebook page and YouTube channel.
So see you on the second Saturday on the Neighborship of Joy.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Beata.
Tied up with, you caused a few people to
to lose their jobs, even though you saved millions of dollars in labor costs, time, and made things easier for those that kept their jobs. Or perhaps you would teach that information to prevent others from making mistakes that you know are avoidable. Why aren't you doing it? The Bible says you can do all things through Christ, who strengthens us. Philippians 4:13. So you're already equipped. John 8:47 says, whoever is of God hears the words of God. So there's your instruction and encouragement. Isaiah 58:11 says, the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places and make your bones strong. And you should be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters do not fail. We serve a God who wants us, who wants to guide us, to cause us to succeed. So why aren't you doing that thing? You're listening to the wrong voice. You're listening to the enemy of your soul. Each one of us was put here to do something that only we can do. So there's no need for competition or envy. Your gift is your gift. When we celebrate and nurture the talents of each of us, it actually makes our individual assignments easier. When we show up and perform as requested, we can have a greater impact. I can't do what you can do. And honestly, there's no need for me to try because I have my own gifts. I would much rather sit back and enjoy you going forth in your area of expertise. God has given us the ability to hear his voice. It isn't just for the super spiritual. We have the Holy Spirit who speaks to us in ways that human conversation could never accomplish. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, do you not know you are God's temple? And that God's Spirit dwells in you? Because the Holy Spirit dwells in us, he's always there to speak, if we will just listen. He can speak with words, give us an unction or an unrest to ask, or give us peace about a situation. There's just one problem. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He will never force his way into a situation. He just waits patiently, hoping we'll listen, hoping we'll make times in our busy schedules and space in our hearts to receive. Isaiah 30:21 says, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left. But we have to make space and time to hear. John 16:13 says, the Spirit of truth, when he comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of his own authority. But whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things to come. The Holy Spirit is waiting to assist you. So, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? John 10:10 tells us that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. you have potential within you. Don't let the enemy rob you, kill your dreams, and destroy your God-given ability to reach your destiny. With God, all things are possible, but you have to believe. Once you believe, you have to step out and do. I can guarantee you, if you'll take one step, He's right there to help you take the next four. But you must take that first step. And speaking of taking steps, when was the last time you had a dream and acted on it? You remember when you were a child and you dreamed and then you went outside to make those dreams come true. And there wasn't anybody or anything that could stop you from dreaming and playing those dreams. What happened? I'll tell you hardly what happened. You grew up. You listened to someone who told you that dreaming was for kids. And they got it partially right. Dreaming is for children. Adults bring their dreams to fruition, which means you have to put some action to those dreams. When you have a dream, you have to put things in place so that your dreams become a reality. You can't just dream that you will one day be a superstar. You have to put forth effort in that craft. You have to practice. So if you dream of being a super basketball player, you got to get out there on the court. You got to shoot the basketball. You got to run up and down the court. You got to learn how to play defense. You got to learn how to play offense. You got to practice. Yes, you still dream, but you put those dreams, you put some behind those dreams, because only you as an adult can make them happen. You can't just dream and expect it to fall out of the sky, and when you wake up, miraculously appear. You have to put some work in. And that's usually what happens to us as adults. We don't like that four-letter word called work. There's another four-letter word we don't like either. It's called wait. Oh, we really don't like that. Now, if that we could have it right away, you know, like the microwave, you put it in and 2 minutes, you got it. We could dream all day and all night. Unfortunately, that isn't life. Life says your dreams can come true if you will put W-O-R-K and W-A-I-T with them. So again, I ask you, when was the last time you had a dream? A dream that you worked and waited for it to come true. If you have forgotten how to dream, I would love the opportunity to help you remember. B2I Wisdom specializes in helping adults remember how to dream. Give me a call, 312-529-8312. We can show you how to dream again. It's not as difficult as you think. Nice. You have something you like that?
You know, it's funny. People will say they have a dream or a desire to do something. But you can tell if you really believe in the dream by how you prepare for it to actually happen. I had a friend who said they wanted to go into the business of selling these cookies that they bake. And they bake the cookies, and they said, "Well, I wanna go in the business of selling these cookies." And so I said, "Well, how much would you sell them for?" And they said, "Well, I don't know. I hadn't thought about it." So now we got this bag of cookies, and a friend came by and said, "Oh, those really look good." And so she said, "Oh, here, try one." So she gave my friend a sample. The friend ate the cookies and said, "Oh, well, I'd like to buy these. How much are you selling for?" And again, my friend with the dream said, "Well, I don't know." And I said, "Well, okay, you've got confirmation that they're good and people would buy them. Don't you think you should come up with a price?" And so the next week, my friend with the cookies, you know, she had packaged them up, and she said, "Okay, I'm gonna sell them at $5 a bag." I said, "Well, that's a good idea." And so we were out in a public event. She had a few bags of them, and she had a little marking on there, $5 a bag. And so someone came up and said, "Oh, I'd like to buy a bag of cookies." And so my friend had her bag and said, "Okay, that'll be $5." And so our friend pulled out a $10 bill, and my friend goes, "Oh, well, I don't have any change." And I'm thinking, okay, you went to this public event. You've got your cookies. People want to pay for them. You didn't think in terms of having change in case people didn't have a $5 bill. And so, you know, the person went away and said, "Well, I'll see if I can get change." But they went away, but they never got around to getting change and coming back and said, "Okay, that's a lesson learned. Be prepared when you say you're going to do something and expect it to happen so that you think of all the different ways that you can actually come to fruition with your dream." So now, a few weeks later, I was with my friend. She got a vendor booth at a place where event was going on. She had her bags of cookies marked $5. Had the you know, cash register with the, you know, change and everything. And so someone came and said, "Oh, I want to buy a couple of bags of cookies." So, you know, she made the exchange, and the person gave her the money. She said, "Oh, I'm making money with my cookies." I said, "That's great. You're seeing your dream." And somebody else came by and said, "Oh, well, I don't have any cash. Well, do you take credit, or is there a way I can pay you? Do you take like Zelle or Venmo or Cash App?" And my friend goes, "Well, no, I don't really do electronic banking." And I said, "I'll see you one more time. If you're going to be in business, you got to think of all the ways to make sure people can pay you, so that, because they want the product." Because this person wanted like five bags, and you know, it would have been $25. They didn't have the cash. They wanted to, you know, send it electronically. Yeah. But my friend wasn't prepared, and she hadn't set up for that. So each of those situations, it let me know that when a person has a dream, you have to see it all the way through. And that's the power of your imagination. If you imagine something to be, like you say, if you cannot fail, then in your mind, see yourself going through every phase of it so that you can actually plan it and see it all the way through, all the different ways, all the situations you're going to face, so you can be prepared, because you're believing it's going to happen. So when it happens, you're prepared for it. That's one of the things we tend not to do. If we have a dream, we get to one phase of it, "Wow, I'd like people to pay me for my cookies." Okay, and then what? You know, and then what? And then what? Okay, what if you get a big order? What if they don't have cash? What if, you know, all these different things? What if they want more than you can bake in your little kitchen? Are you prepared to start looking at industrial sites? I mean, when you dream the whole dream. Dream it all the way to its conclusion so that you can take every single step to get there. Because if you only dream one part of it and it comes true, then you're not ready for it when it does actually manifest to something bigger.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And then you'll be angry with yourself because your dream came true.
Yes. Ooh. Uh-oh. Now, how is it my... All right. Your dream came true. And we are going to bring up a guest that has joined us so that we are able to get their comments, and you're listening to and watching The Female Solution Move Around with Deborah on The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. And our dear friend Regina is hosting today, and as Deborah is cruising and enjoying a wonderful trip, we're getting an opportunity to hear some words of wisdom from Regina Sampson, the co-host. And, of course, if you are watching on the Female Solution radio TV show, you can write in your comments. Or if you are listening online, 515-605-9325, and we just need you to press 1. And we will gladly open your microphone and get your comments so that you can join us as we talk about one thing, of course. We've talked about surviving breast cancer, and now we're talking about traveling in your mind so that you can live your dream. And this is what we're all here to do on this temporary journey. We're here to live our dream. So let's continue to enjoy the journey with Regina Sampson on Move Around with Deborah.
I said I'd like to open a bakery. I'd like to sell my cookies. But it's more to it than I just like to sell my cookies. I got to make sure I'm going to be able to get paid. I gotta make sure I'm going to be able to keep my bakery open.
That's right.
So I can't just pop up and decide, oh, okay, I'm going to stand, I'm going to be right here. And then, like she said, I got to make sure I get the money. So I need all of the ways that I can be paid available to me, because I don't know how. They may have cash. They may want to pay with credit card. They may want to pay with Zelle. I got to be ready to get the money.
Absolutely. We got another guest joining us. And let us bring in Brianna.
Hello.
Yes.
And you're here to show us.
I am the creator of Made to Manifest, and as the ladies were speaking about following your dreams and doing the things that you need to do in order to be in business, I am here to let you know that it is possible. I started my dream of being my own boss about 2 years ago, and I make physical products that give you a little inspiration as we go on that journey of entrepreneurship, trying to make everything work, try to bring things together and not lose our mind. I have some products that will help you continue the process. And when you get those moments where you just want to throw in the towel, you want to pull out your hair, I create journals and notebooks, and also I create shadow boxes because I am a person of words, and words have power. So as they were speaking on earlier, the way you speak, what you speak, how you speak, even when you write it down, how you write down the information plays a part in your business. So I'm just happy to be a part of this wonderful show and the wonderful information that's going forth over the air.
Oh, well, thank you, Brianna.
Have you brought some things that
to a show without gifts to show? So I have, here is a notebook journal. It says, she is resilient, strong, powerful, worthy, fearless. stronger than the storm. So this is just a journal. It just has regular. So as Ms. Sampson was saying, you have that. She has that notebook. So this could be your notebook where you write down your dreams. You might need to do a brain dump. So you have that one notebook that you have all your information in so that you can go back. And so this is just a regular notebook. And then for those who need a little more paper, because that's like only 80 sheets, this is the composition book. And so, again, it says, even in the midst of the storm, I see God working it out for me. So sometimes you just need a little inspiration, and that may be through a notebook or a composition journal. And then lastly, but not least, I have a two-for-one package. So I am a person of words, and so here is a shadow box. It says, I am addicted to success.
Like,
and then we also have, so, you know, every good person has that coffee, that tea, that special mug that they carry with them. So we also have tumblers, and, you know, women need to be inspired, but also our men need to be inspired. So we have tumblers that keep your drink hot and cold. So as you're working on that wonderful plan, you have that wonderful cup to inspire you that you can take on the go with you and have with you at any time. And so they come in a variety of colors. And then also for the girl that loves the glitter, as you can see the glitter background, we also have glitter tumblers. So you can have a little glitter. It comes in a variety of colors, shapes, and sizes. So you can have this glitter, or you can add some words to it, some pictures to it. And we also specialize in customizing things just for your loved one. If you want to get that sentimental gift, that different gift, you can do this as a set and give that as a perfect Christmas gift, a perfect birthday gift. That's sentimental to them. And it comes in a variety of colors and sizes.
Wow.
Well, thank you, Miss. Beautiful.
All right. Yeah, it was Brianna Riggins for those who are listening on our Blog Talk channel. And is there a website that people can go to order those products?
Yes, you can. We are on all social media as Made to Manifest Designs. And on each page, you'll find a little bit of something. And we also have, for those people who are looking for one of the kind age where everything is digital, and so you like this wonderful graphic, we create graphics where you can put it on the cup or the shadow box as well. So you can go to www.payhip/made-to-manifest and look.
Is that madetomanifest.com?
At the Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Okay, so that's www.madetomanifest, that made T-O manifest?
Yeah, so it's www.payhip.com/made, and that's M-A-D-F-E-S-T, doc, designs, D-E-S-I-G-N-S. All as one word.
Okay. Say that one more time so I can type it slowly. That's
www.payhip.com.
Okay.
/
M-A-D-E-T-O. M-A-N-I-F-E-S-T.
M-A-D. Yes, manifest, M-A-N-I-F-E-S-T. And then designs, D-E-S-I-G-N-S.
All right, here we go. So there we go, www.payhip.com/made-to-manifest-designs. Is that it?
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
All right, fantastic. That's the website to go to get some wonderful designs. So can people give you, like, an idea for a cup or a tumbler or, you know, something like that, and then you create
usually what you do is, if you have that particular color that you like, or you may have a saying that you use all the time, we can take that and put it on any cup, any shadow box, any notebook. And most of the time, when you give me your idea, I'll give you three different variations of it, and then you just put them on.
Do you do mugs also, or just tumblers?
Yes, I do. We do mugs. We do coffee mugs. We do tumblers as well. We even do the plastic tumblers, and we also do the glass tumblers. So if you have a special thing that you'd like to put on the glass tumblers that you may use for your, you know, juice or tea, we also have those. So we also have glassware. We have stainless steel, and then we also just customizable. You just tell us what we need, and we'll create your vision, and then we'll pack it up, package it all up in a cute little box, a cute little bag. So we are one-stop shop. So you get the cute little bag that goes with it with the cute tissue paper, all wrapped nicely, so you can just pick up the gift and go and give it to the person that it's for.
Okay. I got a question for you, because we'll probably be doing business right after the show. If you have a screen on, you see this logo in the corner, the Female Solution logo with the tree and all the faces and everything.
In the corner here?
Yes, in the corner. So are you able to put that on a mug?
Yes, so you can put that on the mug. We have two different options. You can do sublimation, which is ink is like embedded into the tumbler, and then you also have where you can put it on, like say if you want to put on glass or mug, there is sticker paper, so we can print that out in the sticker paper with a clear, you know, background, and then you can put that on there as well. So we also do branding products, which will bring you, this is the sign that I created for my table. So we also do, you know, branding for your business or special. This is a 8x11 just frame. And so we have these as well. And so this is the branding that I use. So when I go to my vendor events, this is what sits on my table. And I created this young lady as well to go with my branding. So we do that as well.
Okay. Well, yeah, you just got a customer.
Thank you.
Because one of the things that we have been studying, and I don't know how much you all are aware of the works of, what is the scientist's name? Last name is Emoto. How water holds energy and memory and things like that. And if you speak positive words to water and if you freeze it develops into these beautiful crystals. And if you speak awful words to it, like, I hate you, you're ugly, then it when it freezes, it forms these horrible, you know, distorted shapes. So the experiment that he did with water lets us know that because we're, what, 70% water, what we say to ourselves, it affects our emotions, but also what the water that we drink, whatever it's been exposed to energetically, affects our emotions. So we're developing a brand of cups where loving words are on the outside. We've got our logo, as you see in the corner, and then loving words such as love, peace, joy, words like I love you, you're beautiful, you know, affirmations. So when people pour a liquid into the cup, they're drinking those positive affirmations, and it actually is having a physiological effect on them. So all we've been looking for is someone who does cups, and here you are.
Okay. And so that's right up my alley. I can attest to, as you say, speaking the right words help create your environment. It helps change the atmosphere. A lot of times you go through life, and life happens. And so I am a person who has been through some things. I've been through death of a child. My ex-husband cheated on me twice. So I've had some trauma in my life. But instead of dwelling on the trauma, I use it now to share my story. Because if you knew what I have been through,
you wouldn't know it. And so that's every time that I share the story, I always get, well, you don't look like it, but it's
because I have you not let it go. Right.
How to, as you say, use the right words and use the right phrases and speak the right things that cause me to say, and I always have to say, you can have your moments, but you can't stay there. Because
right.
when you stay there, that's when depression and hurt and as you say, the things that build up in you, and then you're wondering, well, why is my body aching? Why do I have a headache? Why I can't do this? And you don't realize it's because you didn't spoke every time something happened. Oh, this always happened to me. Nothing is working good in my life. You know, it's always bad stuff. But you don't realize that things are happening because our words are power.
You don't realize how much power
our words do until you begin to start. So now I look at things when they happen. Okay, God, you allowed it to happen. What am I supposed to learn?
There you go.
What am I supposed to get out of it? And am I going through this because someone else is looking and they need some inspiration, or it may be something that I use at a later date because God has called me to do some things. So you go through some things because we don't realize what he put on the inside of us sometimes. And sometimes he has to allow things happen for things to come out so you can see that God gave you the tools and resources and everything that you needed, but because we have allowed life and situation and people in our lives to dictate what our world is, we don't even, it's like Miss Anthony was saying earlier, we don't go back to when you were a child, when you dreamed. Nobody
right.
could steal you. You know, when you was a child, if you wanted the candy, you like, Mom, I need some candy. And you bug there, bug there, bug there.
And you got it.
I need that candy. It was, even when Mom said no. Okay, she said no this time, but next time we go to the
I'm going to get the candy.
I'm going to wait till I know my mama got some money, and then I'm going to ask. But as a child, that's what you did. There was no limitation. You didn't
right.
have no limitation. It wasn't until you continued to grow that limitation set in, and you realized, oh, I can't do that. Oh, she said I can't do this, or, oh, I can't attain that.
Right.
But if we went back to that childlike faith where we could do anything,
right.
as an adult, you know what we can accomplish. So sometimes we have to go back to that childlike faith.
Absolutely.
Where you can do anything. Because
Absolutely.
God already gave you the tools. You just have to understand what tools you have, and then you have to apply them. And
That's
as,
right.
as you guys were saying earlier, it requires work. So you can have all the tools, God can give it to you, but if you don't work them and you just sit on them, like, God, I want a house. Where if you never go and look for a house, you never tell God you want 5 bare rooms, 3 baths, you just want a house. So you might get the house, but it don't have the stainless ceiling that you want. It don't have the finished basement because you did not
specify.
You
want
to end the house. You just
Yes. We got to take a break. But we'll be right back, and maybe we can talk more about how to manifest those dreams, because a lot of times people get discouraged from even dreaming after, like you say, they start listening to other people telling them you can't do it, and so they start believing that instead of their dream. But we'll be right back after this quick break, and we want you all to stick and stay. Don't stray away. You're listening to and watching The Female Solution, Move Around with Deborah, and our host today, Regina Sampson. And we've got a fabulous guest with us, and we want you to continue dreaming. We'll be right back after this quick break, so just sit tight and stay with us.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach.
These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viata.
Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and of course, our host today is Regina Sampson, and we've got with us Brianna Riggins, giving us some tips about fulfilling that dream.
Yeah, and why it is so important to continue to dream. Are you aware that you can't accomplish anything in life if you can't dream? All of your desires, they first start with a dream. And if you forget how to dream, you will die, because you will forget how to live. So
yeah.
People, I'm here today to tell you, keep dreaming. It isn't the dreaming that's causing you the despair. It's not putting work behind the dream. The dreaming is where it starts. It is not the end result. And that's where so many of us are getting it wrong. Start with the dream. But then you have to put some effort and some elbow grease. You remember that, right?
Yeah.
You got to put some labor into the dream. You may have to do some research. You may have to do some studying. You may even have to ask for some assistance. Because sometimes your dream is so big, you can't do it alone. And it may be that it was intended like that because it wasn't just for you. Sometimes our dreams are meant to involve others on purpose, so that not only do you improve your life, but then you take some of the village members along with you. Or you rebuild or build a new village. You know, you maybe get a little section over here going, and then you branch out and build a little subdivision down the way. So sometimes you got to ask for help, and there's nothing wrong with that. We just have to remember how we used to do it. Because think about it. When you were a child and Johnny had that wagon and you were trying to get those bricks home, you didn't carry one brick at a time. You went over there and asked Johnny, "Hey, man, come help me get these bricks." Because you knew you could get 10 to the house in his wagon, whereas if you had to walk 10 bricks, look how long that was going to take you. So you hurry up and ask Johnny, "Come on, man, come help me." And Johnny was only too happy to help you because you were his friend. And we knew all about working together.
it was only after we started listening to the wrong voice that we felt like we had to do everything by ourselves, because we had to get all of the credit. Remember when it didn't matter who got the credit as long as we got the job done? How much more we accomplished when it didn't matter who got the credit?
Yes.
We need to get back to that.
Yes, we do.
Because think of how much farther along we could all be if we just worked together in getting the job done.
Wow.
Your dream can feed into my dream, and my dream can feed into her dream. And just think where we can be in a couple of weeks instead of a couple of years.
And it's always good to have accountability, because sometimes you need that person that's going through, maybe doing the same thing you do, and say, can you keep me accountable? I want to do this in 30 days. So you have that other person that's helping you. And then as you start out, they may have something that you need for your business. You may have something that they need. So instead of you having to go out and pay somebody for something, I might possess, my gift is administration. Your gift is putting it together. So then when we get together, you put it together, I write it out and make it plain, and then we got another person who run with it.
Mm-hmm.
We accomplished three different things because it's three different visions, but we came together, and now we're working three different visions, three different things that are out there. And then sometimes I may be stronger in the area, and Miss Sampson is stronger in another area, and she's stronger in another area. So where I fall, you say, we ain't falling today. Get up. Come on. We got to do this. And Miss Sampson, the words of wisdom are, and we're going to abide by the words of wisdom, and we're going to recite them, and we're going to write them down. And you may, okay, we're going to get up. Every morning we got to get up, and we're going to do. So then you form that bond that is needed in order for you to build. Because I believe God never calls us to do it all by ourselves. That's why he gives you talents. He gives me gifts. He gives, everyone doesn't have the same talents and gifts. So when you begin to work together and when you begin to understand, it's not about I, because there is no I in team. And we have to understand what being a team member is. So being a team member is not us. I just look at you and watch you do all the work, and then, you know, when the accolades come, I just stand behind you like I've done everything and you've done nothing. Being a team is understanding your teammates and understanding where you fit in, and then do what you can do. And sometimes you can't do everything, because as Ms. Tampa said, you'll be all over the place trying to figure it out. Well, I got to run over here and I got to do this. And then you're wondering why you're burnt out. You're wondering why you're depressed. You don't want to do this anymore. It's because you put on the hat of so much that you can't even see the dream that you had because you're doing so. And it's okay to ask for help, because you don't have
it. Really is okay.
Sometimes help is not always a paid help. Some people will just do something, because when I started my business, I didn't understand something. So when I put it out there and I said, okay, this is what I want to do because I'm coming off my job, I'm going to put the plan together. When I began to start sharing and all my inspiration and share my story, people were like, oh, you need to do this. Here's a notebook of this. Oh, you need to do this. I'll do this for you. Oh, you need marketing? Oh, okay, I'll take care of this. And because they understood stuff in me, and it wasn't about, yeah, I need money because, you know, I have a family. We have to take care of our family. But my passion and my goal is to reach enough women who want to, as Ms. Sampson said, dream again and give you the tools and resources to help you dream and be that accountability. So if it's that coach where if you get on my personal page, it's all inspirational. Every day I do an inspirational post a couple times a day. I share it, what the Holy Spirit gives to me, I post. But you can assure when you come to my page, you're going to get something positive, something inspirational, something that's going to uplift your spirits. And then here and now and then I'll do a live. So you can just see my face every now and then, because, you know, it's always good to see the person who's on the page. But the empowerment and encouragement is free. You can Google it.
and get inspiration. So there's no reason why you can't just start. And I think a lot of times is we have the dream, but because we're scared of the unknown, that sometimes keeps us from doing our dreams, because we're scared of the what if. What if I do it and it doesn't happen? Or what happens if I do?
Yes, right. What happens if you fail?
You should look at it and change. So the only person that can make the change is you. So after you create the dream or realize that you have our current situation, and how do I do that? And then that's where you begin to step out in faith. One step by one step by one step. And then you'll look up and it'll be a year, 2 years, and you've done stuff that you didn't think that you could even do. You didn't know you could do. Those gifts and talents, now it's just flowing. Where in the beginning you were like, well, what if I can't figure out what to say? What happened if they laugh at me? What happened if they think my dream is stupid or nobody takes a part of my dream? But what happened?
It's like I said at the very beginning, all of those things will cut. You're listening to the wrong voice. God has already given you everything that you need. That's the reason why you have that dream, because he's already put what you need to bring it to pass inside of you. You have to realize that you have it. And the only way you can realize that you have it is to step out and try and do. You have to activate it by doing. If you never take that first step, you'll never realize what's inside of you. One of my favorite speakers, I love me some Les Brown. Les Brown says all the time, there is greatness in you. And I love it when he says that. But that's the truth. There is greatness in you. There is. And so what he says is, get in the mirror and tell yourself every day, there is greatness in you. If you don't believe, just keep saying it. So you believe it. There's greatness in you. I remember when I first began to follow Jesus, I didn't understand the word of God. It didn't make, a lot of it didn't make sense to me. I had one of the classes that I, because, you know, I have to learn for myself. That's just the way I am. I can't believe it because you tell me that's what the Bible, I have to learn, I have to study myself. So one of the three scriptures and memorize them. And to memorize them, she told me every day I needed to get in the mirror and say them to myself over and over again until my spirit man grabbed a hold of them and began to speak them back to me, because it would be at that point that I really took hold of them and began to believe it.
Mm.
And so I didn't, you know, that went over my head, I got to be honest. okay, but I was obedient, okay? And so I remember when it began to happen, because, you know, fear is of the enemy. And so the only weapon he has is to keep you from doing what God has already told you to do.
Right.
And so the very first time I felt well, because I had been speaking a particular...
yes.
Scared. Yeah. And so every time it would come for me to do certain things, I would have to say, God has not given me a spirit of fear. He's given me power. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, you got to talk yourself back into it.
And when he spoke back to me, I said, you're right. I can't.
Yes. Yeah, that's the thing. So many times we get talked out of a dream or we have to keep reassuring ourselves.
Okay. I can keep going. I can keep moving forward.
So now, okay, what's another area that I've been having trouble? Okay, I'm going to get that scripture. Now, you know, because now I can keep going. And sometimes that's the way we got to look at things. Just a few steps. Don't try to get the whole pie. Just be a couple of bites here and a couple of bites there. But just don't give up. Just keep doing a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there. Because it's like Ms. Regan said, if you just do a little bit at a time, in a few months, you'll look back and wonder, oh, wow, look at what I had accomplished.
How far I went, yeah.
But if you don't ever start,
yeah,
you'll be in the same place you are today,
mm-hmm,
angry with yourself because you did not start.
Right.
Everybody starts from some place. And don't get caught up with the fact that, oh, he's way down there and I'm still on the corner. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
Move at the pace that you can move at comfortably.
Because
right, it doesn't matter that you can only take a step every week and he's taking five every day. Don't get caught up in looking at what other people are doing. Maintain the pace that you can maintain comfortably. Because see,
right,
when you look over there, what do they say? The grass always looks green on the other side until you get over there in that yard and find out that it's there. The ground is yours. You just put your bottle. Until you got over there, they got weeds and everything. You don't know until you get over there what's
That's
really
right.
going on.
That's right. Yes. A lot of times people get resentful because they think somebody has what they don't have.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, that's the biggest challenge sometimes, Charles.
But just keep doing.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's the challenge. And not looking at what other people are doing.
You know, but the next year.
Yes. Yeah, that's what we have to really strive for, is to run our own race, so to speak. Pay attention to our own journey. And as you say, a journey begins with the first step. And if you never take that step, you never get to the
end. If I had not gone on and got that passport when she told me, I wouldn't have been ready to take the trip that actually somebody else, Wade, had already paid their way and got sick.
Wow.
And could not go. And blessed me. Don't pay when you can. Because the reason why I wasn't going in the first place was because I didn't have the money.
Mm.
Pay me back when you can.
Wow.
But if I hadn't got the passport, still wouldn't have been able to go.
Wouldn't have been able to go. That's right.
Move at the pace that you can move, but do something. Now, I could get the paper, and I could pay the $100 and something to get the passport.
Mm.
I did not have the $1,100 or $1,200 for the trip,
mm-hmm,
but I get the passport. So that's why it's important. Yes, I was dreaming. I really wanted to go, but I couldn't see it. Okay, I'm gonna be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't see it. But she said, "Get your passport," and I'm like, "But I'm okay. Okay, I'm gonna get passport. Every travel agent should have their passport. Okay, I'm gonna get the passport. I'm a travel agent. I'm gonna get the passport." And look how God blessed me.
Yes, yes.
You got a dream.
You got a dream, and believe, and do the things as if the dream has already manifested.
The world behind it. If I had not worked, built out the application for
Yes. If you hadn't filled out that application for the passport, you wouldn't have been ready for the trip even when it came to you.
Uh-huh.
Yes, this is exactly, And a lot of times we miss out on opportunities because we don't get ready, because we don't believe. You know, somebody says, oh, I have this opportunity for you, but we didn't do the steps necessary to prepare. So, I mean, what happens if somebody wants to gift you with a car, but you didn't bother to get your license renewed? You can't even get the car until you get the license. You know, all those things. But, you know, you would like to drive a new car. Somebody says, I want a new car. But then you let your license expire because maybe you didn't have a car for a while and you still don't have a license. Well, then if someone gave you a car, you wouldn't be able to drive.
You still can't take advantage of the blessing because you did not put the work in.
That's
so it. Stay up on the laws and go down there and renew your license when it was time.
That's right. We got to believe. We got to dream. We got to prepare for it as if it is so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gotta act like it's so, regardless of how it looks. Can't be fooled by what it looks like, because you can't always see the full picture either.
Right. You don't know what's happening in the unseen realm, what is being worked out in your behalf. Like you had no idea a person was going to gift you with a trip because somebody else had to cancel, but you had to be ready. You had to have a passport, otherwise you couldn't go.
I had no idea even that the person that canceled even knew that I existed. I did not know them, and I had no idea that they were even aware that I wanted to go on the trip.
Wow.
And could not afford to go, but had a desire to go.
That's
but
right.
One of the key points I want to put out is she believed in the dream before it manifested. So she saw herself going on the trip, even though she didn't know how she was going. Like, I'm going on this trip. I don't know how. Let me do the things that I can do in order to prepare. And sometimes we get caught up in the little steps. We got to do the little steps. And then God will give you everything else. But she believed. She spoke it. She put action to it. And it manifests. So you also have to, once you dream, you got to write it out. Then you got to speak it. You got to see it happening for yourself. And sometimes your dreams you can share with other people, and they might not be able to see what you can see.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, sometimes you can't share your dreams with everyone. Sometimes God will give it to you. It's just for you to walk it out. So you got to believe, even when it don't seem like, okay, I'm working this 9-to-5, or I'm going to be working here forever. My dream ain't going to never manifest. No, you have to see yourself walking in the entrepreneurship where you give your 2-week notice, and now you're doing what you really love to do. You got to see it before it happens. And then as it goes through the process, you have to understand that this process is for the making of me. Because every time that we dream and we go through our process, there's something that we're supposed to be learning, something that God is trying to teach us, something that we may not understood. And because we have to go through this process, the process is for you. Although you may share it, you may share your dream with others, it might be for somebody, but the process of how you get from the dream to the manifestation is for you. And then we also have to think about, like Ms. Hampton said, when that dream manifested, oh, she was like, okay, what's the next thing I can do? Okay, we're going to go ahead and manifest that. Okay, we're going to manifest. Okay, now I'm going to go up. And then you can go back and tell your sister or brother, I dreamed, I put action, I manifest. This is how you can do it too. Because God is no respecter of person. He gives all of us gifts and talents. He said, go out there and do it. So it's up to you to not only see it, but believe it and speak it. So you have to build yourself up. As Ms. Samson said, the woman of God told her to go get the scriptures and recite them. And so as she was reciting, so you building up your spirit man. You teaching your spirit man how to face fear and how to face the inconsistencies and face the unknown. So you building your faith up. You get ready for the battle. And then you're climbing out of the things, the bad words or the bad things or the things that people have spoken over you. So you're climbing out of that place of, I'm fearful. I don't know, because God called us to be fearfully and wonderfully made. So you're climbing out of those things that were never meant to be there, that have stagnated you or may have stopped you from dreaming. And then you begin to grow. You grow into the person that you want, or you grow into the things that you want to do, or you grow into the person
that you speak over your life. So you're building, you're climbing, and you're growing, and then you repeat that process. And once you manifest, it's just like, oh, I manifested that. Okay, okay, God, we can do anything. Let's go. I manifested that one thing. I saw it happen. It actually came to part. Get excited about it. You know, it's something when you dream something, you put action, and then it happens. You're like,
happen.
I get it. And manifest it. Maybe it's
yeah.
understand, but it's just like, it don't matter who understands. I get this.
I get
understand.
It now.
I actually manifest. It actually happened.
Yeah. I get it.
I can go through. And she said, when she did what she did, she got that trip. She was like, oh, I'm good now. I got one trip under my belt. Okay, yeah. Let's see where else I want to go.
Absolutely.
Well, let's see, I
want to
go over here to St. Lucia.
Oh, yes. I went to go and then because I said, oh, well, if I go there, then, okay, Father, I'd like to cruise now.
Nah,
I've never been on a cruise. So then I started cruising, and I really didn't know how to stop.
Once you saw it could happen.
It was something. I had watched, what's this, The Love Boat?
Yes.
And I was like, okay, I want to experience
that.
And so I started going on cruising to the point where I really began to, I was on another radio station because I really wanted to share with my folks.
Mm-hmm.
I love to travel. And I feel like if we as a race, don't travel because of the expense attached to it.
Belief that we can't
so
do
I
it.
I began to share with them, okay, yes, I became a travel agent, but I learned a lot in becoming a travel agent. I learned how to save us some money and
that's
so that we could experience some of the things that heretofore we had not been able to experience. And so I began to share with them why I felt cruising was one of the most economical ways, especially when you have a growing family.
Wow.
Number one, okay, you can drive. There are a lot of ports now that you can drive to. So if you have a family, let's say with two or three children, when you start talking about airfare to fly to a port, that gets a little bit expensive unless you're able to catch those bargain fares. But when you can put those children in the car and drive to the port, okay, you save some money right off the bat. Ports tend to have free parking, so you can take the family vehicle, park it in the, you know,
in the
lot.
Yeah.
And you don't pay to park those 7 or 5 days or whatever.
Wow.
The other thing, when you get on that ship, all of the meals, the hotel, all of that's included in that one fare.
Wow.
So if you save up your cruise fare, and what a lot of people don't realize is that you can book your cruise and make payments over a certain period. So you can have like maybe 6 months to make your payments for the fare. So if you're paying for 4 or 5 people, that helps you get that vacation paid for, and you don't come back. Now you got charge cards, and they up to the limit, and you can't go on a vacation next year because you're still paying for last year's vacation.
People got to know that.
You can actually have your vacation paid for when you go.
That is smart.
You can also pay the gratuities and everything else. You can also have you a little extra money, you know, that you set aside. So when you have the opportunity to pick out where you want to go, you pay one fare, and you can go to 2 or 3 different places.
Wow.
If you look at airfare, you paying all them, you're not going to be able to afford that vacation and take your family. So look at all that 2 or 3 different airfares to fly to this place, that place, and that place. You're not going to be able to stay in a hotel when you get there, so unless you got family, you're not going to be able to go.
Wow.
But it's true. You get off, you spend the day in this port. You get to see that whole city. You get back on there, your hotel already paid for, your meals already paid for, you go to bed, you wake up the next day, you're in another city. You spend the whole day in that city. You get off, you go see what you want to see. You have an opportunity to plan what you want to see before you get there. So you can literally leave that ship can have your tours. You can have somebody meet you at the ship. If you want to tour the city, you can have them meet you at the ship, pick you up, take you on a whole bus tour,
wow,
or whatever tour. It's already, you can have it already paid for.
Wow.
So it's already scheduled. When you get there, it's already paid for. You go see everything you want to see, have lunch included if you want to. They put you off on the ship. You get on, go on, shower, go to dinner. It's already paid for. Kids is not that y'all all go bed tired, go to sleep, wake up, and you're in another city.
That sounds like a fantastic trip. We got to take one last break. Yes, we got to take one last break. And when we come back, I want to learn more about what it's like, I guess, sleeping on a cruise ship and all that, because I know sometimes people don't take that trip because they're afraid. They might be afraid of, you know, everybody saw the Titanic, right? So we scared of that. But all the safety that's involved in on a ship where you can actually go and enjoy it and not be in fear. So we're going to take this last break, and we'll be right back, because I really want to go on a cruise, but I got to get over my fear of water and really enjoy the kind of trip.
And I'm going to help you do that when we come back.
All right. We'll be right back, y'all. Stay with us.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. All right, we've got Regina Sampson with us, hosting for Deborah, who's on a cruise today. And we had a short visit with her as she was sailing along on the boat. But Regina and Brianna, I have to confess. I have fears that have kept me from doing things. It was a long time. I had a fear of flying, and my daughter was living overseas, and she had been in South Korea for 2 years, and she finally said, Mom, I've been over here for 2 years. You haven't even come to visit me, and I felt so bad. I had to get over my fear and get that passport because, you know, for a long time it was like, okay, well, I don't have a passport. I can't go. Well, get the passport. So now I got the passport. I had to swallow my fear and take the trip. And it was a beautiful, wonderful 14-hour flight. But actually, I mean, I had a chance to, the food was delicious. I had a chance to watch some wonderful movies. And so I said, all this time I've been afraid to fly overseas because I'm afraid to fly over water because I'm afraid if something happens and, you know, and the plane crashes. And I'm afraid that I can't swim, so you know, so fear of falling in the water if I flew over water was a thing I had to get over. So now I'd really love to go on a cruise. I've been on little boat rides when I go and visit my sister in Boston. And we went to, like, whale watching, but that was, like, you know, an hour in the water, and then you go right back to the shore. You're not really that far away. But going on a cruise for several days, I need to go over my fear that had been embedded in me from watching movies like The Titanic and really enjoy a cruise. So what would you suggest as a way to overcome that underlying fear that keeps me from getting that ticket to go on that cruise that I really would like to experience?
If you have been in that little bitty ship, we don't even call them ships, boat that does whale watching,
mm-hmm.
Maybe you can go on a cruise ship because you won't even know you're on there.
Wow.
The difference is that once you get on the ship,
mm-hmm.
There is so much to do.
Wow.
You will forget that you are actually on a ship and it's moving.
Wow.
And unless you are physically looking at the water,
you don't even know you're in motion.
You don't even know you're on a ship because it's not like it used to be back in the old days where you could feel
the waves
and all that.
And getting seasick.
Every now and then, you hit rough seas, but you got to remember, these companies are in this to make money.
Mm.
They are more concerned about their ship than they are concerned about you. They do not take that ship anywhere where it's a chance that it might incur rough seas because they don't want that ship damaged.
Ooh, that makes sense.
And rough seas for them and their ship.
Mm.
See, think about it.
Yeah.
Well, these cause this machinery to mess up.
Oh, so they're going to make sure they chart the water.
Wherever possible.
Mm.
And they know well in advance when there's rough water. So
wow.
You will see them, they will venture, if they can, because the way you know it, I used to not pay any attention to weather forecasts, but now I've been in a hurricane, so I kind of do. They'll let you know up front, we're not going to so-and-so, okay, whatever island, because, you know, it's rough seas on the other side of it.
Mm.
They go far away as they can because they're not going anywhere near rough water.
Now that makes sense.
They're going to take care of that ship.
Mm.
And that, in turn, means that they're going to take care of you because they don't want to be anywhere where there's going to be rough seas.
Now, that makes sense, they tear up the ship and all that. Yeah, because that's money for them. They had to go and dock and repair and all that. They don't want to do that.
But see, it's still, that's a plus on in you because it's going to make sure that it's going to be. And it is so much to do on the ship.
Mm.
You don't have time to worry about the water.
Wow.
I mean, they have so much stuff now. You can learn everything from agriculture to culinary skills to painting to makeup it's just whatever you want to learn, you can take a cruise and learn it.
Wow. So the way they're sailing, I guess just like on an airplane, unless you get hit turbulence, you really kind of forget you're in motion because you don't feel it.
Because it's so slow.
Yes. Oh, that's
and
that's
apparently
good one.
Whenever he can, he's going to steer you away from turbulence if at all possible because he don't want to have to deal with it.
Wow.
You got the professionals. That makes their day difficult. So if any way possible, they fly up over the turbulence or down lower because they don't want to have to deal with it.
Right.
Your ship captains are the same way. If there's any way that they can avoid it, trust me, they will. So they don't want to have to deal with it.
Wow. So now do ship captains, you know, like a pilot, they speak to you every now and then over the intercom, you know, if there's going to be anything or something you should know?
If there's anything, most of the time you'll hear them say, good morning, we are just many knots and we'll be sailing at such knots and da-da-da-da-da. We expect to be in whatever island you're going to by so-and-so time and we'll be docking at such and such a time. Enjoy the ride.
Wow. Okay, well, that sounds good. So now sleeping on a ship, when you're on a cruise, the ship itself is I guess your hotel room. That's one of the things, I guess, for people who may never have experienced a cruise, they're not aware of the amount of space is on a cruise ship. So they may not know that the accommodations are the way they are. So then the size of the ship, it accommodates everything, the dining, the sleeping, all of the activities. And I guess it's a cruise ship is almost like a floating hotel because it's got all of those amenities. And a lot of times people don't realize that a ship is that big. So is it like that where a cruise ship has all the amenities, the dining quarters, the sleeping quarters? It's like a big floating hotel where you are able to, I guess, basically do everything on the ship.
Yes.
Is it like that?
Swimming, everything. They got the pool. They got the sports things. I mean, everything you can think of that you want to do.
Wow.
It's available.
So it's pretty large. So the ships, well, cruise ships, I guess, you know, yachts like that, they're usually pretty, like double-decker, you know, more than one story. Is that?
Oh, yeah, it's probably about 10 decks.
Wow. Wow.
12, maybe.
Wow, so it really is like a floating hotel.
Yes.
So you're sleeping there. How are the sleeping quarters? I know I've slept on a train where the guy is real compact. You know, you got toilet in the corner and the bunk beds. But what's the sleeping quarters like?
You usually have your toilet is in a separate area of your cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Then you come out and you have your bed, your living area, little, you know, sofa, whatever. And you have a little writing table.
Oh.
So they're compact, but you have enough room to move around.
Mm-hmm.
You can entertain in your cabin if you like.
Wow, that's really nice. Now that's one thing I need to start looking more at the Love Boat and stop watching the Titanic. That's what I need to do.
Yeah.
I got to reprogram myself.
Definitely.
I used to love watching the Love Boat. You know, they did make cruising look like fun.
We actually have some videos that we can show you about how ships actually look, you know, some actual
inside
the ships that you can sail on now.
Wow.
So that you get a feel of how they look.
Wow.
And that you make your choice based on what you can actually see.
Wow.
So when you are ready,
yes,
let me know and I will send you some videos to look at.
All right. Well, you know, I know Deborah will be back from her cruise next month, so perhaps we can look at...
Oh, well, we'll try to get some videos of the one that she was on.
Yes.
And do her show on that.
That would be fun. Yeah, I'm gonna plan to go on a cruise. I'm going to start setting aside money now. Like I say, plan your dream, get ready for it, act as if it's already happening. That means... I need to have I got my passport. What else should a person have if they're going on a cruise?
That depends on when you're going and what you want to do. For example, now, if you were going to go now, you could go to, say, Cruise New England. You want to go see the leaves turn colors or whatever, then you would need binoculars. You're going to do whale watching, binoculars. Mm-hmm. So you want to have a good camera. Because you probably want to get some pictures of the whales and things of that nature.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's really going to depend on what you want to do on your cruise.
Now, should a person...
Depending on where you want to go and what you want to do. What you might... Do you want to go do go warm weather cruises?
Yes, yes. So how much do you need to know about weather patterns, say hurricanes or tornadoes or tsunamis? I mean... Is there, I know there's some kind of almanac that they put together about yearly weather patterns. Is there a way to make sure you plan a cruise where
it's
not going
to
be harsh weather?
From June to December 1st is hurricane season.
Oh, okay.
We won't send you anywhere where we expect that
there'll be a hurricane. Well, that's smart.
So you're not going to have a chance to cruise into one because they're going to cancel it.
So they would, like you say, they're going to make sure their ship doesn't get torn up. So they would cancel.
They're
going to
make sure that they don't want the viability either.
Right. Yes.
So
that
cruise will be canceled. So you just have a refund. Pretty much like they did at the height of COVID.
Yes. Oh, yeah, a lot of refunds for trips.
Yeah, those were all canceled, too.
Yeah,
but
we'll
let me know where you want to go, and we'll plan. I'll accompany you. I haven't been in a while.
Well, we're going to plan something that's not during hurricane season, so it'll probably be during, from January to, what was that month, I guess?
We can go in April or May.
Yeah, we'll plan something. Maybe I'll go for my birthday, my 64th birthday.
When is your birthday?
April 15th.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
I'll start looking
to
see what we can find.
All right. I'll be ready. Well, it's about time for us to go. Yes. So I'll be looking at celebrating my 64th birthday on a cruise next year.
Yeah,
sounds
good to me.
All right. Well, we got to go. And we want to say thank you to everybody who listened in and watched and maybe were inspired by some words. Plan your dream and make it happen. Thanks so much, Regina, for sitting in for Deborah. And Deborah, we're looking for you when you come back to give us those videos and photos of that cruise. And we're going to plan that 2024 cruise. Thanks so much, Brianna. We're going to be calling you real soon to get those cups made. We're going to make that happen, too. Well, all right.
All right.
Last words, Regina, before we go?
No, that's it. Goodbye.
Will we?
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Cheche, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Jeonkujung, France, Merci. Spain. Gracias. Italy. Grazie. Egypt. Shukran. Ghana. Medasi. Nigeria. Eshe. South Africa. Ngiyabonga. Senegal. Geret. Kenya. Asante. Israel. Toda. Pakistan. Shukriya. Afghanistan. Tashakor. Saudi Arabia. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.